This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AirVenture 2014 in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I'm in the Superior Air Parts booth with Tim Archer. Tim, we talked earlier. Superior is setting up a unique community in China that's an aviation community, but also sounds like a little bit of a commerce park, too. So tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, it is, Paul. It's what we're doing is we're building what's called the Superior Aviation Town. And our goal is to help manufacturers in the U.S. come into China and be part of the growing market that's taking place there. So in the town, we have set up a manufacturing area where manufacturers can come in and either do complete manufacturing, assembly, or even just delivery, if that's what they want to do, with an exhibition center so they can sell their product. And then we have a duty-free zone so they can keep their product in a tax-free area until the product's sold.
Now, does that apply only to aviation companies or any kind of manufacturing business?
Our focus is just aviation. There are, for example, we have a manufacturer that does some aviation parts for Superior that's wanting to move, and they also do automotive, so we'll do that. But you have to have some basis in aviation.
And where will this be located?
It's located in the Shuni District, which is, and where we're at is 12 and a half miles outside of the capital airport of Beijing.
Okay, so it's right near, where's your factory located? Is it near there?
No, it's about 30 miles from our factory, which is on the southern part of Beijing, you know, so, yeah.
And is there, I think you said there's an airport there, or there will be an airport?
We're going to build an airport. We'll have an airport with a 7,800-foot runway. We'll build a flying club. We're going to meet this week with some members of EAA to see about doing an EAA chapter and even a Young Eagles program for China as we can go through, and as well as apartment complexes for anyone that's bringing expatriates over.
Is there any kind of a residential aspect to this? In the U.S., we have a lot of residential airports. Will this have that sort of element to it as well?
Not now. That is not something that from a industry point of view in China that they've actually bought into yet, but it's something that we want to look at for the future as we're bringing investors over to the U.S. and walking them through several of the residential complexes so they can see what they are.
How about flight training? Is Superior going to get into that or contract it, or will there be a flight training opportunity there?
There'll be flight training. It will be contracted. It'll be part of the flying club, which is attached to the airport, and we will also have an AMP school there to train mechanics.
What size facility will this be in an area?
The total facility is around 5 square kilometers, a little over 5 million square meters, and it's quite a large facility. And then the Shuni District is going to take on the outskirts around the town, and they're going to build up the infrastructure that will need to support it, such as dining, stores. There'll be recreation facilities and things like this.
And who's funding all this development?
We've got several investors that are part of it. I can't disclose who any of them are. It's a private group. And then Superior, one of our companies, the Free Sky Investment Management Group, is in managing the investments as it goes through.
And what's the time frame?
2.5 years for the airport, 2 years for the manufacturing complex and apartments.
How's demand doing in China for flight training and private flying and also for export?
Flight training, there's a great demand and a big demand for CFIs, for instructors to come over. We don't have enough in China. And it's part of the reason we looked at doing this town is how do we help the infrastructure as well as help our own business and other businesses come in. But flight training is in demand that's going through from the private sector of it. There are a lot of individuals now that are getting interested in wanting to go out and get a pilot's license, and that's part of what we're trying to support also.
Do you see an export business developing there for, say, parts or completed engines? Is it going in that direction?
That's not the direction we're taking it in. We are, for example, Superior Air Parts is a flagship company that's located in Texas in the U.S., and it is responsible for all of the certification, the R&D, and selling the product throughout the world except China. And then we have a Chinese Superior that is selling just to China. And I think that's part of what the culture and the market there is looking for. They want flagship products. They want Western world products, but they would like to see them touch somewhere in China for China.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Tim.
My pleasure.
We've been speaking with Tim Archer of Superior Air Parts. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Air Venture 2014 in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.